This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a real estate market report out last fall from the brokerage firm Douglas Elliman that has some kind of bananas numbers in it. In New York City, this report said, Manhattan specifically, the median monthly rent for a studio apartment was $2,700 for a studio. One bedroom, $3,595 a month. Yes, that's Manhattan. But rent in a lot of big cities is real, real high, and lots of people are wondering, maybe hoping, that that's going to change. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Walk up four floors in this Hell's Kitchen brick building, and you reach Yuri Pinter's apartment.
It's a convertible two-bedroom in a walk-up.
Convertible, meaning it is actually a one-bedroom apartment, but a partial wall has been put up to turn the living room into a bedroom with no windows. It's actually pretty common in New York. There isn't really a living room now, just a couch and a kitchenette. No washer and dryer either. He pays $2,500 a month. Pinter is a gym manager, or was.
Yeah, I'm on furlough right now.
So he asked for a break on the rent.
I sent him an email and I asked for 50% off, actually. I asked him for a half price, yeah.
And he got a deal.
However, he said, we can't do 50%, but we'll do 25%.
That was just for a few months, but other people in the neighborhood in nicer buildings were able to shave off rent on their whole lease by 10 to 15%. Others moved into nicer apartments for less than what they had been paying.
It's safe to say that generally that there's more weakness in rent than strength.
Jonathan Miller is president of Miller Samuel Real Estate Appraisers.
And that it's more likely that more people are getting, you know, rent discounts than aren't, but not everybody is.
He says the market is softest at the high end right now. But for people not in luxury buildings and not in hotspots?
We haven't seen any changes.
Judith Goldner is an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of New York.
Our clients are below 200% of federal poverty, which in New York is about a family of four earning about $40,000 a year. Landlords have not been giving any concessions.
About three blocks away from Yuri Pinter's walk-up sits Turquoise Restaurant. Its customers used to include theatergoers and tourists. Now it serves a handful of locals on the patio. Denise Kochak is the co-owner. She hasn't been able to pay rent the past couple months, and the future is unclear.
Well, we haven't come to a final agreement with our landlord.
She says some of her friends in the business have been able to lower their rent. Others haven't. Retail and restaurant spaces are much more likely to see rents fall than other businesses, says Jonathan Woloshin, head of real estate with UBS Global Wealth Management. But as with apartment rentals, the high-end tenants have more leverage.
What has been both interesting and a little disheartening is to hear that the biggest non-payers, or the ones that are seeking the relief, are the ones with the most resources.
New York has been traumatized before, and the rents did come down. Steven Soutendijk is with Cushman & Wakefield, a real estate services firm. His firm looked at what happened after the financial crisis.
Rents went down, some cases 15%, in some cases 20%, in some cases 25%. And by 2011, most of the pre-global financial crisis rents were achieved again.
But this is not the financial crisis. This is a health crisis. Again, Jonathan Miller with Miller Samuel Real Estate Appraisers.
You know, having been through Sandy and 9/11 and Lehman, what's different in this crisis is that there's no end point.
And some things just don't feel temporary.
There's a rethinking on where you live in relationship to where you work.
Millions of New Yorkers have been working from home for months now. 5% of the city left between March and May. 40% of people in some wealthy neighborhoods. So do they need to live here? How people answer that question will affect the demand for, yes, housing, but also for office space and commercial rent.
It's a bit of a mixed bag.
Pyman Lothi is senior vice president at the Real Estate Board of New York.
The same week that Twitter announces that their employees can work from home permanently, TikTok announced that they're signing a lease for 300,000 square feet in the heart of Times Square.
As the city reopens over the next few months, the true demand for housing and office space will become more clear. Back in Hell's Kitchen, Yuri Pinter is wondering if he's going to stay.
it's not worth it. New York City rent is not worth it because we're paying for the lifestyle, we're paying for the city, we're paying for the life outside the apartment. Otherwise, it makes no financial sense.
How many URIs are out there? That is what is going to determine the rent. Because the rent is, in the end, just a measure of how much people want to be here. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.